Trust me. And you are myself. You are Satchitananda. Knowledge, existence, and bliss. You are not the body or the mind. What you appear to be is not the truth. It may be a fact, but it is not the truth. A fact is something that appears to be true, but it changes. You cannot be who you think you are, for when you were a baby, you were quite different. And when you were a little boy or a little girl, you were also different. And the way you are now is completely different than you were before. Consequently, how can you be the body? What are you? Who are you? Satchitananda? What's that? Even if I tell you this, it means absolutely nothing. You must have your own experience. You mustn't believe a word I say. Why should you believe me? What do I know? I am simply confessing to you that there is only power Brahman, consciousness, bliss, being, awareness, pure intelligence. This has been my experience. There is nothing else. Everything else is an experience of the mind. An appearance, like hypnosis. The world seems real. So does a dream. What is this world? It's as if you just woke up from your dream, and you still remember the dream. In the dream you were going places, getting married, having children, getting older. Then you wake up and you halfway remember the dream and halfway remember the world in which you wake up. So which one is real? The world or the dream? And it has been my experience, they're both alike. There's no real difference. You attach yourself to this world in the same way you attach yourself in your dream. If you were dreaming and you dreamt you were falling off a mountain, and I was falling beside you, and I said to you, don't worry, nothing can happen to you, you're dreaming, you wouldn't believe me, you would be filled with fear, And you would say, can't you see we're falling? Can't you see what's happening? How can you tell me I'm dreaming? Just before you hit the ground, you wake up. And you laugh. It was all a dream. In the same way, you have attached yourself to sickness, to health, to good, to bad, to happiness, to unhappiness. These are all concepts. You've attached yourself to person, place, and thing. You have forgotten that this is a dream. You believe it's real. And because you believe it's real, you suffer accordingly. When you leave your body, you will have to come back again and again and again. All part of the dream. Until you become detached. How do you do that? By simply observing what's going on around you and not attaching yourself to it. By being awake to your reality. Understanding yourself, that you are not the doer. Everything that you do has been preordained. It will be done. You have to let go mentally of all conditioning, all objectivity. And you must still your mind. Make your mind placid, like a motionless lake. Then reality comes of its own accord. Happiness comes of its own accord. Peace comes of its own accord. Love comes of its own accord. Freedom comes of its own accord. These things are synonymous. They happen without you ever thinking about them. But first you must get rid of the notion that I am the body. Or mind, or the doer, and then everything will happen by itself. Be still and know that I am God.